Chapter 69. Pressed against him, he cannot account for it. He is drowsy and absent-minded. There is no tenacity to his mind. He cannot keep hold of a thought and follow it out. If he sits down to write, his vocabulary is empty. No suitable words will come. He forgets what he started to do and remains there, pen in hand, head tilted up, eyes closed, listening painfully to the muffled roar of a distant train in his ears. In his soundest sleep, this train continues. He goes on listening, always listening intently, anxiously, and wakes at last, harassed, irritable, unrefreshed. He cannot manage to account for these things. Day after day he feels as if he had spent his nights in a sleeping car. It actually takes him weeks to find out that it is those persecuting torrents that have been making all the mischief. It is time for him to get out of Switzerland, then, for as soon as he has discovered the cause, the misery is magnified severalfold. The roar of the torrent is maddening, then, for his imagination is assisting. The physical pain it inflicts is exquisite. When he finds he is approaching one of those streams, his dread is so lively that he is disposed to fly the track and avoid the implacable foe. 8 or 9 months after the distress of the torrents had departed from me, the roar and thunder of the streets of Paris brought it all back again. I moved to the 6th story of the hotel to hunt for peace. About midnight the noises dulled away, and I was sinking to sleep, when I heard a new and curious sound. I listened. Evidently some joyous lunatic was softly dancing a hobble shuffle in the room over my head. I had to wait for him to get through, of course. 5 long minutes he smoothly shuffled away, a pause followed, then something fell with a thump on the floor. I said to myself, here he is pulling off his boots, thank heavens he is done. Another slight pause, he went to shuffling again. I said to myself, is he trying to see what he can do with only one boot on? Presently came another pause and another thump on the floor. I said, good, he has pulled off his other boot, now he is done. But he wasn't. The next moment he was shuffling again. I said, confound him, he is at it in his slippers. After a little came that same old pause, and right after it that thump on the floor once more. I said, hang him, he had on 2 pair of boots. For an hour, that magician went on shuffling and pulling off boots till he had shed as many as 25 pair, and I was hovering on the verge of lunacy. I got my gun, and stole up there. The fellow was in the midst of an acre of sprawling boots, and he had a boot in his hand, shuffling it, no, I mean polishing it. The mystery was explained. He hadn't been dancing. He was the utz of the hotel, and was attending to business. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.